loggers working the Tongass National Forest harvested large numbers of older trees from the 1950s through much of the 1990s. Harvests have since slowed and in recent years almost stopped. Tongass officials and environmental groups say the future is in young or second growth, mostly trees that have grown back after earlier decades' clear cuts. But that's a challenging goal.
Transitioning out of old growth and into young growth, you cannot just flip a switch and do it.
Catherine Mader is president of Mader Limited, where she consults for timber companies on industry issues. She's based in Corvallis, Oregon, but has worked in Southeast for Viking Lumber and the Sea Alaska Corporation.
I don't think it's realistic to assume that all old growth logging is going to go away, but I do feel very optimistic that there's an opportunity to have a transition and replacement from majority of old growth now to majority of young growth.
Mader's partnered with Dominic Della Sala of the Ashland, Oregon-based Geos Institute, which researches climate change and related environmental issues. Together, they're promoting a study detailing how the Tongass National Forest can quickly change from old growth to younger growth harvests. Della Sala says they began by looking at the most controversial forest stands, the ones that lead to appeals and lawsuits.
So we took those off the table. And then we wanted to see what was left where we could come up with some higher levels of certainty where the wood can get to the mills quicker without litigation, without appeals, and without the expenses that go into that.
They also eliminated areas too far away from roads or otherwise economically unfeasible. Mader says that leaves enough land to start a sustainable young growth timber industry. That includes forests that could produce 25 to 30 million board feet of timber very soon.
We have pre-commercially thinned lands in the National Forest System that offer us a unique opportunity to do that.
She and Della Sala say the young growth industry could start now and be fully functional in about 5 years. That's less than the 10 to 15-year period projected by the Forest Service. Another difference, they say 55-year-old trees can be harvested, while the agency usually considers 90 as the minimum marketable age. Mader says the new industry would be different from what we have today. She says it would move from construction or dimensional lumber to smaller, more heavily processed products.
This is the stuff that goes into your windows and doors that you see in your homes and in your buildings in panel-grade material and in custom-grade material. Nobody has evaluated Southeast Alaska's second growth material in those particular grade factors.
She says that research could be done in about a year and a half. Many looking at the issue question whether second growth Tongass timber can compete. They'd be up against large Pacific Northwest tree farmers, which have been in the business for decades. Mader says that used to be an issue, but not anymore.
The reality is that the U.S. markets are already familiar with Southeast Alaska wood species going into those higher value-added markets. What we don't know, and this is what we're going to test, is whether we can get that same characteristic coming out of old growth that goes into factory and shop from second growth.
Mader says new mills would likely be needed to process the younger trees, but she says some old growth harvests would continue to keep existing mills going. Della Sala says making that transition soon is the only choice. Otherwise, the Tongass will become like Pacific Northwest forests that were badly damaged before such changes kicked in.
If it goes in the direction of continued old-growth logging, it runs into a wall of litigation and uncertainty for all the stakeholders. If you go the direction of where Catherine Mader's report has been guiding our analysis, then you have the potential for a wall of wood and much more certainty.
Della Sala and Mader have submitted their report to Tongass officials. They've also toured Southeast, presenting their finds to environmental and timber organizations. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.